the airline travel experience. What can passengers do on their own to make it better? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. My guest today is Karen Kahn. She's an airline captain, a veteran instructor, a career counselor, and we're here to talk to her today about a couple of things that'll interest both people who are in the profession and people who are just passengers on the airlines. Karen, thanks for rejoining us today. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
I have had the chance since we talked last to investigate your website a little bit, aviationcareercounseling.com. And in the second half of our program today, I want to talk about a couple of issues questions that raised. But first, you mentioned something in our last discussion that airline passengers could be doing some things to better their own experience with the airlines. And you mentioned in particular something to do with the cabin ventilation. And I want to explore that a little bit more and tell us if there are any other things that passengers can do and if the airlines are maybe constrained from telling passengers all the things that they could be doing to better their experience.
Well, Paul, a number of things that passengers can do are just plain common sense, but I think passengers don't realize how big an advantage they give themselves when they partake of, I'll start with three of them. The first one is go early. The second one is going to be go electronic. And the third one is going to be go light. The go early is probably my best suggestion because you can really better your position on any flight by getting there early. And if you show up early, you've got the opportunity to get a better seat. If you have a slightly complicated problem, you've got time to deal with it. And there are so many things and so many good things that have happened to me when I've showed up early that's always my number one suggestion.
Well, I try to show up early just in case it's my lucky day in the TSA security screening line.
Well, that's good, too, because, you know, showing up early can frequently beat the rush. And you'd much rather spend your time on the other side of security enjoying all the airline shops and maybe a cup of coffee or two, rather than standing in line waiting behind the person with 42 bags.
Well, now I'm going to play devil's advocate here for just a moment and tell you that if I'm a harried business traveler, one of the reasons that I have selected airlines as my mode of transportation is because I want to minimize the time from point A to point B. And one of the criticisms that short hops especially come in for now is that by the time you add in the drive to the airport, the time spent parking, the time through the TSA security line and leaving a comfortable buffer for everything else that might go wrong, in a lot of cases, suddenly driving to my destination becomes very competitive. How do you deal with people who have this mindset that they're going to the airport because they want a fast way to get there and that showing up an hour or two early is counter to that purpose?
Well, I think we'll have to discuss driving now in light of gas prices. So it actually makes, you know, airplanes a pretty good economical and ecologically correct mode of transportation because they can move a lot of people, obviously, for a smaller fuel cost. Getting there a little early, I think most business people recognize that using their time wisely is their main goal. So many of the airports have, you know, wireless access and taking the work you need to do with you so you've got a place to do it. I've just found that particularly for airlines and checking in, this is really in contrast to showing up late. If you show up at the last moment, you've got a lot of things going against you, and you're betting that they won't close the door early on the airplane, which may not be the case. You're betting that you can get through security really quick, which may not be the case. And you're betting that the gate agent won't be harried and frazzled and not give you the best seat you could have had. So I found showing up early frequently gets you all the things you'd like to have, a better seat, time to do some work, not having to hassle with security, getting on the airplane before everybody else. There's just a lot of things to be gained. And, of course, the airlines love it when you're early.
All right. You talked about go early and go light. Now, I don't know if you caught the parody in the Philadelphia newspapers over the past week, but there was supposedly a new airline launching called Dairy Air. And they were charging by the pound, and they listed specials like, I think it was Philadelphia to Chicago for $1.40 a pound. And their slogan was, pack less, weigh less, pay less. It was obviously a parody, and it created a lot of buzz on the internet. But I think you may be getting at the same thing, maybe not pay less, but if you travel light, you'll have a better experience.
I very much agree. As a matter of fact, if you can avoid checking a bag, do so. And of course, these days, you will save yourself money. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it is thinking hard about what you're packing. And let me interject something that tends to trip people up, and that is when you pack for a trip on an airplane, unless you're always traveling by airplane, be real careful that you don't do what so many of us do, and that's forget to take out of your suitcase the things you would normally take with you in a car that are not allowed on airplanes. So the pocket knives and the corkscrews and things that just aren't permitted past the TSA checkpoints are things to do some real digging in your bag before you pack it. It's also a good way to get rid of half the stuff you probably don't need and that you've tossed in there in another mode of transportation when you didn't need to go light. But carrying it yourself, being able to stow it yourself, being able to keep track of it, really frees you from a lot of the, should we say, waiting at airports that's involved with checking bags, with trying to claim them, with waiting around for somebody to help you with them if that's the case. So I very much recommend packing light. But do pack and take with you things that can make your experience better, be they snacks for on the airplane. Once again, they don't allow you to bring water through security, but you can buy water on the other side. You can also bring an empty bottle through security and fill it with water on the other side. Bring things to entertain yourself. I'm always amazed at people who walk on airplanes with nothing in their hands.
Especially when they have kids with them.
Exactly. You know, a good book, an iPod, at least a headset, because most all of the airlines now have movies. Many are free if you bring your own headset. Bring something to amuse yourself. I'm interested, of course, in bringing work that I can do to make my time sitting more productive. And I also recommend you bring a pair of those little soft, spongy earplugs, just in case you happen to be sitting next to somebody who isn't as quiet as you'd like them to be.
In case you have to feign a hearing disorder. Well, you mentioned go early, go light. What else can we do?
I recommend, if you haven't done it already, go electronic. And that is not trying to deal with a paper ticket, because that's pretty much passé these days. People who book their tickets on the internet get, of course, much better rates. Check in on the internet, and if you check in at exactly the first time you're able to, which in many cases is exactly 24 hours before your flight, mm-hmm. you are frequently eligible for upgrades and better seating if you haven't already chosen yours. But the electronic thing is real important, because the lines at the ticket counters are, for the majority, for the people who happen to have paper tickets. So electronically is the way to go.
And I was surprised to discover that there are advantages to checking in early, even if, like me, you often find yourself on the road with a laptop and no access to a printer. I know that particularly in the case of Southwest, where you check in early if you want to get in the A-line, if you check in early, even if you're in a place where you can't easily print your boarding pass out, you can then go to the counter and breeze through, and you've already reserved your good place in line. Karen, when we come back, I want to switch a little bit in terms of gears here and move toward the professional pilot side of things, because you have a couple of very interesting things on your website that I think will be of interest to our listeners. My guest is Karen Kahn, who is an airline captain, instructor, educator, and more. We'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Shoot happens. Come on, you know it does. Even the world's top test pilots know there are in-flight situations you can't always recover from. Mid-air collision, control failure, pilot incapacitation. In severe emergencies, do what the world's top test pilots do. Use a parachute. Except, instead of having to bail out of a moving aircraft, you can have the safety of a BRS full airframe recovery parachute. BRS has parachutes for an enormous variety of aircraft, from experimental to light sport, and all the way to retrofits on certified airplanes. Shoot happens. Will you be ready when it does? Call BRS today at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. Thanks for joining us. Karen Kahn is my guest. Karen has a website called aviationcareercounseling.com. We're going to talk about that in a moment. She's also written a book called Flight Guide for Success, Tips and Tactics for the Aspiring Airline Pilot. The book has been around in various forms for several years, but it's in its third revision. And in a future interview with Karen, we'll talk more about the book and what's in it. Karen, I wanted to ask you about a couple of things I found fascinating as services you offer through your website at Aviation Career Counseling. One of them was the opportunity for someone who is applying for an airline job or other commercial aviation position to have application materials pre-screened. Now, there's a fee for this, and I wanted to ask you, first of all, do people use this, and what are the advantages?
I think the people who are really serious about the business get somebody to look closely at their application. Oftentimes, it's a friend or mentor. We try to provide that service from the standpoint of having someone who's very knowledgeable about what the airlines are looking for help you take a good close look at how you present yourself on paper to an airline. These days, airlines almost exclusively now have their application forms online. Many of them, however, once you get to their site, assuming you're so lucky as to get an interview, will actually hand you a piece of paper and ask you to fill it out, the old handwritten application. Mm-hmm. In that particular case, it's certainly of value to you to have put together in advance all the information that you're going to need for that. But the online application can be just as important. Too many people think, oh, well, you know, I'm just going to check box A and B. And in many cases, that's all that's there to check. Mm-hmm. But there are always places where you can actually type in information about yourself. I have several chapters in my book that talk about how it's important to fill out the application correctly, how it's very much an employment test to see how you present yourself on paper, see if your spelling is correct, your punctuation, your grammar. Are you able to express yourself and express enthusiasm about what you do? Because the difference between the person who gives a very dry reply to an enthusiastic one can really mean, you know, the thumbs up or down at an airline.
You know, and it's something that has amazed me in this day when everybody, you know, abbreviates everything. You know, we've become a society of text speak. Yet when it comes to putting a resume together, a lot of people just don't grasp the fact that they need to have it on one page. And this is nothing unique to the airline industry. This is throughout industry sectors. Why do you think that's so tough? Do we just feel the need to tell them every possible thing that might help our cause?
The resume area is another one in which I have several articles in my book because so many people have trouble with it. And a lot of it, I think, is based on coming from the business world where they have a different view of a resume. In aviation, we're looking for a one-page summary. I always tell people, think of it this way. The resume is your chance as a pilot to sell yourself to a prospective employer. That's your version of who you are. The application is the employer's way to take all of the applicants and give them a level playing field, make them all fill out the same piece of paper. So they then will end up with two things that pertain to you, their version, the application, and your version, the resume. And then I point out when you get to the interview, your job is to integrate the two with your personality and show them how those two fit together.
Now, in the airline environment today, we've been told that the industry is going to, it may be going through a little bit of a dip right now in terms of demand for pilots, but that we're going to need 17 or 18,000 new pilots a year for the next 20 years. Is this an environment where there are going to be 100 pieces of paper in a prospective employer's in bin on Monday morning, and you're going to get just a few seconds? Or do they have a lot of people working on the screening process? Or are they automated? Do they do it with computers?
I think a lot of it's automated. I think they scan the material. They look for people with the qualifications they want. Oftentimes, if you apply with a lot lower time than their minimums, you won't get noticed. There's a case where if you know somebody who can help you and hand carry an application, even though they may say we only accept applications online, it's certainly worth your while to do so. I think you'll find that applying to an airline, even though it's gone electronic, hasn't really changed that much. They're still looking for the same criteria they have in the past. Consequently, it behooves all of us to do exactly what we did in the past in terms of making sure we present ourselves in a clear, concise, enthusiastic manner and keep presenting ourselves, which is going to be the update to the application if you've made one, because that's how they decide that you're still interested in them.
Well, Karen, I have already discovered a few things that I thought I knew a lot about the application process in a generic sense. But just the amount of material that's available in your book and on your website that helps people prepare with specific information, what to read before you go in, in great detail, things like that, I have found very interesting and valuable, and I hope our listeners will too. Let's talk about where people can get a copy of your book, because I know that if they get it through your website, they can get a signed copy for the same price they'd get a generic copy anywhere else.
Very true. We'll also be happy to personalize it. Usually all of the copies that we mail out are at least signed, and we're happy to have it personalized for somebody to help inspire somebody you may be giving it to. If you've got a particular concern that you're working on, let us know, and we'll be sure that it is personalized to you. The website is aviationcareercounseling.com, which is kind of long, so we also have, and it takes you to the same place, flightguideforsuccess.com. That's the name of the book.
Karen, I want to have you back after I've had a chance to go through the book in more detail. I really appreciate your taking a few minutes out. I know you've had a long day flying a heavy, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much. I'll look forward to coming back.
Karen Kahn has been my guest, and you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.